I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israel's military carried out airstrikes on two fronts Monday, targeting Hamas positions across the Gaza Strip and Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon. The airstrikes were carried out as the country marked the first anniversary of the deadly attack on southern Israel by Hamas militants, which sparked a war that now threatens to engulf the region. Israel reported air raid sirens in Tel Aviv and in central Israel in response to projectiles fired from Gaza. The Israeli military told residents in four areas of the Gaza Strip to move to the so-called humanitarian area on the coast at Al-Mawasi, which the United Nations says is currently overcrowded with scores of displaced Palestinians. Authorities in the U.S. state of Florida have issued mandatory evacuation orders along the state's western coast as Hurricane Milton heads toward the region as a dangerous Category 5 storm. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani with the latest.
The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake says Milton's aiming for the same stretch of coast Hurricane Helene battered less than 2 weeks ago.
If it comes ashore as strong as we think it will, it could be one of the worst hurricanes we've seen in quite some time.
Milton's center could strike in the Tampa Bay region, which hasn't taken a head-on major hurricane hit in more than a century. For Tanya Maroonchuk, whose house was devastated by Helene,
we are very scared from the last storm.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor's urging residents to get ready for another.
This is the real deal here.
And warning them not to ignore evacuation orders.
If you want to take on Mother Nature, she wins 100% of the time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center said Milton is expected to make landfall on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. This is VOA News. The U.S. imposed sanctions on an international Hamas fundraising network Monday. The Treasury Department issued a statement saying it imposed sanctions on three people and what it called a sham charity it accused of funneling money to the group. Sanctions were also imposed on a bank in Gaza it says is controlled by Hamas, as well as a Yemeni national living in Turkey and several of its businesses. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As the death toll from Hurricane Helene rises well above 200 people, the head of the U.S. Emergency Management Agency continues to push back against false claims about its recovery efforts. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
At a campaign stop recently in Michigan, former President Donald Trump said Vice President Kamala Harris spent all her FEMA money to house illegal migrants,
including $1 billion for gift cards for illegal aliens and putting them up in luxury hotels.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
the fact is, no money is being diverted from response needs.
FEMA's Deanne Criswell says this kind of talk is demoralizing and it's setting off more disinformation.
I've heard rumors that if you take our $750 and don't pay it back, we're going to take your home. Absolutely false.
FEMA has dedicated part of its website to providing accurate information to questions and addressing rumors on its response to Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
The mother of the late pop superstar Whitney Houston has died at the age of 91. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zavaleta has more on the life of Sissy Houston, a beloved gospel and soul singer in her own right.
Sissy Houston's music career started as a child with her family's gospel group, the Drinkard Four. Houston said in a 1998 AP interview, singing was how her family taught her to find God.
I didn't quite get to know him until I found him for myself, and that was at age 14.
Houston later was part of the Sweet Inspirations, who sang on songs like Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl and as backup singers for Elvis Presley's 1969 shows in Las Vegas. Houston was a big part in the life of her daughter, Whitney Houston. She had a role in the film The Preacher's Wife, and she's the one hugging Whitney at the end of the Greatest Love of All video.
That was AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zavaleta. Whitney Houston died in 2012 at the age of 48. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews from newsmakers from across the world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.